Hey, Sydney.
Hello, Colby.
Hey,
How are
Rick. Yeah. Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great myself.
Good.
Yeah. Right on time?
Yep, you're good.
Good.
Actually, I made it home like about 2 minutes ago. I was like just in time.
Nice.
Put my headphones in.
Sure, take your time.
All right. So I guess just whenever you're ready to start.
Sure. So I was reading about the form that you sent back to me. Okay. So this book is of a story of a young man who's 23 that's trying to make something of his life despite getting separated from military, facing legal issues, dealing with heartbreaks, death, and losses, and homelessness. So he did not give up, and he made his way to get over every hurdle and managed to make something of his life, to become successful and an inspiration to others. This is the general information you've given me, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
Yes,
So,
sir.
first things first, I'll use this as an introduction to the book, okay?
Okay.
So, you have the form that you sent me, right?
You say, do I have the form that I sent you? It's on my computer. Let me open up my laptop. Okay, here we go. Because it's on the website, so.
Yeah. Basically, you saw that there was a small section for an outline in that form, right? I'm going to be editing that section. Once we complete the outline, I'll send it to you for approval, okay?
Okay.
So,
Let me get on that website for you. Let me see. Come on. Ahead. Do I need to edit anything, or can I
No,
just
you
do I
don't
just
need
need
to
to
edit
get on
anything.
the web?
Just open it normally.
Okay. I have it on my other com on my personal laptop. Let me that one's a little bit easier for me to get to. Let's
Take your time. No problem.
I was actually logged into it the other. There we go. Yep. All right. Let me refresh it. All right.
Okay.
I'm in here now.
So, how many chapters like do you have in mind for this? Like how many, since this is based off your life, right?
Yeah.
And
But
would
like
you
I
want
kind of
to
want like I'm not sure if I want to like name it different characters though. I kind of do, 'cause like I don't want to just in case anything ever come back or whatever. So I would rather somebody be like, "Hey, you use my real name in the book. You didn't pay me." Blah blah blah.
Oh, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. You can use any
Okay.
name that you want. It's not an issue.
Okay. Okay. Good. So
So,
yeah, let's change
but
the
for
names. I'm
now,
thinking about 10 to 12 chapters, maybe.
10 to 12 chapters. Okay. So, let's talk about first where the book's gonna begin. So, this is
Okay.
your life. So, where do you want to start it from? You want to start from the birth? You want to start it
So
from school?
I want to start it from like my vision is like me driving back to Texas and thinking like pretty much like dang, like I screwed this up, my life is kind of over, but I'm going to register for school as a last resort. This is my like this is my like this has to work type of thing. This has to work, or I don't know what else to do type thing. I'm gonna go to school.
So let's start with the first chapter title being Going Back to School.
Okay.
Okay.
Or going maybe starting over.
Starting over sounds good as well.
Okay, let's do that.
So starting over, let's talk about this chapter a bit. How old were you when this happened?
I was 22 when it happened. Yeah, I was 22 when it happened.
And I guess given that you're coming back to Texas, you were already someplace else, right?
Oh, yes. I was coming from Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay, so coming back from Virginia, right?
Yes, sir.
To Texas.
Yes, sir.
Got it. So, we would have to probably, the book's going to start with you driving back to Texas, and probably you're going to have a flashback in that case to what actually happened in Virginia that led to you coming here.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
So, whenever you're ready, I can kind of fill in that information.
What happened in Virginia? Right now, we're not going to discuss in detail about what happened, okay? The reason we're not going to discuss in detail is because once we complete the outline, that's when I'm going to talk to you chapter by chapter individually, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So this currently we're just going to discuss what happens in each chapter, the small, brief context. So flashback to what happened in Virginia and what led to you coming back, right?
Let me get my pencil as well so I can kind of take notes.
I'm going to send you everything. Don't worry. Once the outline is complete, I'm going to
send
you.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to do anything. Okay. So I think this should be enough. Like the entire flashback should be enough. The chapter 2 should start with you entering back in Texas and then, you know, reworking.
Okay. So,
you applied to which school?
I went to San Jacinto College. That was the first school I went to. It was a junior college.
Mm-hmm.
This was in June of 2011, and I was home in January of 2011, and I had to register for school in February. And I didn't really know the process or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Had to, take those entrance exams and all that stuff.
Ah, I see. So, let's see. You enrolled back in school, right, and went to enroll back in school. So chapter 2 is going to be about school and the enrollment, right?
Okay.
So what can be a good title?
Let's call it Jordan Year. Because it was my 23rd birthday when I like pretty much started school.
23rd year?
23rd birthday.
23rd birthday, okay.
So like for now we'll call it my Jordan year.
Cool. So let's start with in chapter 1 we're gonna conclude that chapter with you enrolling to school. Okay, so it has the context to how you went from Virginia to Texas and how you enrolled back into school. Chapter 2 is going to discuss what happened in school. So let's talk about a bit brief. What do you want to have here?
I want to talk about like how so this is my I started in summer. I want to talk about like how my very first class I almost gave up in school because the teacher was just like, he was such a butthole. Like he wrote the book and how he didn't really care if you passed or failed. Like he wasn't trying to help you, none of that stuff. And it wasn't even supposed to be like a hard, it was like philosophy class.
Mm-hmm.
But I end up taking another class that next semester. It was speech, and that teacher made school fun, and I want to say, she made it like actually interesting, and she was the one who mostly inspired me to keep going, because I was about to quit, and I was like, I'm going to give it one more try. It's only my first class. Let me try my second class and see how it is. And that was my speech class was the teacher who, like, inspired me to keep going.
Okay. And this happened
and
this
then,
in summer of 2011, right?
This happened in June of – this was all in June and July of 2011.
Okay. June and –
Because these were my summer classes, yeah.
Okay. June and July 2011. Okay. And second semester, you get into speech class where you like the teacher, and she's the one who inspires you to keep going and pursuing studies, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what else?
Let me see. From there, you know, can talk about like how I had gotten a relationship, and you know, it was what was like my ex best friend for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then things kind of turned sideways when her cousin shot another cousin that was close to her. It was a mess. I was actually talking about this the other day with her. And he came, after he shot and killed him, he came running over to where we lived at and told her the whole story, came in, then he just left and never seen him again. And, you know, China went through, that was a real major part, because she kind of, you know, kind of lost herself. And I, you know, meanwhile, I'm trying to focus on school. And
Colby,
I'm,
Colby.
Okay, yes,
can you just,
yes, can you hear me?
I'm just going to cut you there for a second. Since this is
okay.
A big part, do you want this to be in chapter two, or should there be, I think there should be an individual chapter about your relationship,
okay.
Because it's a lot of story. And if we put
okay.
it in this
okay,
chapter,
yeah,
it won't make sense. Like, you're talking about academics in chapter two, but, so if we add your
okay.
relationship to it, that's just going to change the feeling of the chapter. So since
okay,
there's
yeah,
going to be a transition, it's going to be a transition from your studies to your relationship, I think we should keep it in a different chapter.
Okay, because it was, for me, it was, you know, all kind of blended, because I was also, like, still trying to focus on my studies and pursuing, like, I was in different honor societies.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, when, because of what I look like, because I have tattoos, I had long hair. I don't particularly talk, you know, proper or well. And I got asked, what are you doing in here? And I was in a room full of the honor society people. I was like, I'm supposed to be in here. What do you mean? And
you felt like an oddball over there.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, because it came from another black person, and I was like, "How am I being judged by you?" Like, because she was the only. Then I came, and it was like, "How am I being judged?" And I was like, "I'm doing everything." Like, I was in two different honor societies. I was part of the student government.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was, you know, I was actually trying to be proactive while I was in school, while also trying to work two, three jobs.
Working two or three jobs. Okay. So, yeah, this part of you doing, being proactive and working multiple jobs is, that can come in chapter two. That would be good for chapter two. We can discuss the entire relationship part in chapter three. Getting into a relationship
okay.
with your best friend, right?
Yes.
Okay, we can decide on names later on, it's not a problem. Or we can leave Richard to write your
okay.
first name there.
Okay.
So, getting into a relationship with the best friend, twists and turns of the relationship. The relationship. and how it, so I assume, given that the cousin got shot and everything went downhill from there.
Yes, it did, because about 6 months later, we end up breaking up. I end up, you know, being with someone else, and I was in the process of graduating with my associate degree in biology.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was transitioning to a university called Prairie View A&M University.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I had one best friend. He was leaving to Oregon. The new person that I was in a relationship with, we had just lost our child. It was June 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, sorry, it's June 14th. This was my birthday. So the day before my birthday, I lost my daughter. The next day was my birthday, and then the next day after that was Father's Day. And the next month, I was starting at Prairie View.
Hmm. Now I'm thinking that we should. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So,
there is some other in between stuff, but I mean, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not really. What I'm trying to understand is the overall time frame of the book. From which year to which year are you going to explain this book? That's how I will decide how to break down the chapters.
2011 to 20. I want to say 2018. About 2018.
2011 to 2018. That is 7 years.
Yeah.
And Colby, how old
are you? I'll be 34 next month.
You'll be
or
next month.
June.
Okay.
So I'm 33 at the moment.
Cool. Okay, so let's see. 8 years divided. 7 years divided into 12 chapters. So.
Even if it can't be, like, because I think I spoke with you, like, I could possibly turn this into, like, a three-part series.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk about, like, my adolescent, and then I could talk about, like, you know, like, this book could end at, you know, me leaving Texas and going to Oregon to, like, kind of start my career, and then it could, you know, tell me my, and it can go from, I guess, a three-year time frame from 2017 to 2020.
That also sounds good. Like your last transition in this could be going towards Ohio, and then the next book can start from Ohio.
Yes. And so, like, I'm from Oregon.
Oregon, sorry.
So that's why I'm saying, like I know I'm not going to be able to fit everything, but
mm-hmm.
I can fit, like, most things, like, you know, because they – when I got the job offer, they offered me, like, three places, and I got the furthest away from Texas as possible.
Oh, I see. Okay, so let's break this down this way. Let's break this round down till this is going to be from 2011 to 2017, right?
Okay.
Okay, and your 23rd birthday is going to become your fourth chapter. Not the reason why we can't do third and second, because we are going to label starting over as chapter one. We can leave title for chapter two for now. It's like, it's not the biggest of an issue. Since we're talking about relationship in chapter three, we can just label it best friend. Best friend and relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can, since her hurdle comes after this relationship, your 23rd birthday should be an entire chapter that explains that entire scenario. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you have a daughter.
I had
you're a child. You had a child with a
Yeah.
different person, right? Not your best friend.
Right.
Okay, getting into another relationship. And child. And aftermath. Because we'll have to go event by event of your life. For each
and
chapter
that's
should
fine.
be
Yeah,
an
we
event.
can definitely
Yeah.
do that. Okay. We can
Because
definitely do that.
yeah, that creates a flow for each chapter rather than being it all
Okay.
over the place.
Okay.
So after this, after your 23rd birthday, what's the next big event that happens in your life?
Let me see. So, like, while I was there at in Sanjak, like, I at the time, like, me and my best friend, we were like pushing each other to keep going, and let's see. So we were in school together for a little bit, and I'm trying to think what happened at Sanjak, because I was only there for like, I probably was there for like 2 years. I think the university was like where everything just kind of hit. But we were back and forth, and after, like I said, after he got shot, it was pretty much everything went downhill.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was still maintaining my grades. I was still like making the dean's list and everything. Kind of gotten involved with alcohol a lot to, I guess, kind of forget everything that was going on, everything else that was going on around me as well.
So after your birthday, you go to university, right? The entire
after this was
situation,
this
you
this, this not my this not this not this is when I'm 25, 26. Yeah, I was 26 at when I lost my daughter, and then 2014. Yeah, it was 2011, 2014. I did Sanjak, and then Prairie View is when I did.
So we should. This should be 26th birthday, since you were 26 at that time.
Yeah, that was the summer. Because that was, like I said, because me and her, we were together for like 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and then we, like almost 2 years, and we ended, and then ended up being another, you know, being another relationship, and
mm-hmm.
Transitioning to Prairie View, and everybody telling me, like, you know, you shouldn't go to Prairie View, it's a party school, it's this and that. I'm like, it's not a party school. You know, like, I'm still, you know, because I got offered a scholarship to go to that school, so that was the reason why I picked it. Like, everybody else didn't offer me anything, and I had, like, a 3.5 or 6 GPA.
Nice.
So they offered me the $10,000 scholarship, and I was like, okay, cool. So I left. But what I didn't realize was that once I got to Prairie View, I needed a place to stay, because in junior college they just give you the money automatically, but and.
Mm-hmm.
University, you got to go accept it. And so I didn't have a place to live. I was breaking into apartments. I was sleeping in the auditorium. I was taking showers in the gym. I broke into the student government office. And I would only go home on the weekends, even though I was 90 minutes away.
I see. So most of the year during your university, you were homeless.
Yes. All of it. I end up meeting friends and stuff like that. Meeting friends that gave me a place to live and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, this is a suggestion for a type,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not sure if you're gonna like it or not. chapter five, given that it's going to be mostly the what revolves around being a homeless university student.
Okay.
That's not sound for the title.
That's fine.
It's going to talk about what happened during your university years and how life was spent being homeless during that time.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
What I did to survive. Okay. That is chapter five, and this is between the years. Can I please have the years for that?
From 2014 to 2017.
Okay. I assume your university life was very eventful, so we have a lot to talk about on that, right?
Yeah, it was quite eventful.
Okay, then let's break this down to year one, two, three, and four. Are they capable of getting individual chapters?
Okay, we could do that.
No, that's what I'm asking you a question.
Was it that eventful
that it can get its own chapter?
Because when I first, like I said, I first got there, I was homeless, ended up meeting somebody who, like, was like, hey, you can come stay with me, because I ended up getting a job to just survive, like, that first year, and, you know, once the summer hit, I left back home to be with my girlfriend at the time. We just didn't, like, we were never really on the same page. But like, so that summer month was like, okay, that was like the last time I was not doing summer school, because we would argue, and I was able to stay with her for those 2-3 months. And so, like, here we are. Let me see. Wait. I did from August. That was August to December. Then I went back in January. Okay, yeah. So, because that was August 2014. I did that. I did the whole homeless thing. Then I went back my next semester, and the guy that was telling me to stay with him, he ended up leaving the place that he was at one day, just up and left. And, yeah, like, didn't really say much. And was like, I was like, all right, well, I just figured something out. From there is when I was breaking into apartments in order to just, you know, go to sleep.
Yes.
So I would go to the apartment maybe like 6-7 o'clock at night, sometimes later, but I would be out at least by 5-6 o'clock in the morning. That way nobody came in and was like, hey, what are you doing here? Like, you know, I was trying to be gone before work hours, basically. And not go to jail. basically. So.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do, man.
Man, it was hard, but yeah. So
up till now, we have, if we're going to divide each university year as a single year for each chapter, you get 8 chapters at this point, and I think after that, you leave for Oregon, right?
I got a few more, but yeah, after, like, after 2017, I graduated Prairie View, and then I went, I got a phone call from a company, and in which, like, I couldn't even really do the interview because the Hurricane Harvey hit, like, right before I got my interview.
Yeah.
And so I had to wait a couple more weeks, and I just went from there, and then had to ask people for money in order to get to Oregon, not even fully knowing if I had the job or not. And got, my brother was supposed to go with me, but he ended up going to jail that night. And I had another friend that had just got back from a hurricane thing in Florida. And I asked him, would he come with me? He was like, yeah, let's go. And that part of the story will kind of tie in with some other parts of the story as well, because because we stopped in Arizona, stopped in Vegas, and then went to ended up in Oregon. And then that's where I met my wife. Like maybe a month later, and we were just friends for the longest, and then we ended up traveling to Amsterdam and coming back, and then end up like, you know, just doing better basically.
That's amazing.
And I figured that can go into the that part can probably go into the next book.
Yep. So what we can do is let's not overthink the number of chapters that are going to be there. Let's just say you complete your journey.
It doesn't have to be 10 to 12. Like we can just make it however the story fits.
Yeah,
that's
how it is. So we have 8 chapters right now. After university is over, let's say chapter could be, you know, heading for Oregon.
Okay. We can, I want to see, I got to see what, call it like I-10 West. I-10 West to, let me see, what's the other, I can't remember the other major highway.
Mm-hmm.
I-10 West to Oregon, maybe?
Okay.
Because eventually, you know, you have to go up, but
yep.
I can't remember. But we started off going I-10 West.
I see. So I think, yeah, this should make a lot of sense. Year 2, 3, 4, and then heading towards Oregon. And how this is going to talk about how you, the aftermath of your university.
Yeah, we could do that. But I had some other events that happened in the university that I wanted to put in the book as well. Like, I remember going... Kind of individual events. Like it was more so like me and the person that I was with in 2015 got into like a bad argument and kind of like broke up. But I had a friend that was like, let's go to Vegas. So we ended up driving to Vegas, ended up going to jail because he had methamphetamines, weed, like all sorts of stuff that I didn't even know that he had. I was like, what the, you know, like, I'm like, what the crap? Like, what's going on? And so I ended up spending a day in jail trying to spend the night. Spend the night, got up, you know, came in or got out and still went to Vegas like the next day, but we had to like go get our car to impound. Just so happened like this lady was also heading to Vegas. So she brought us to go get our car. I gave her some money. Then we met her in Vegas to thank her. And came back and just, you know, pretend like everything was good. Went back to school. Still had to. Then I was fighting that case in Arizona for about a year until the guy he called and confessed that everything that he told me to say a lot of things, 'cause he thought that they would just let us go, and it just didn't happen. Obviously didn't happen because we were in jail, but had to do all that, and came back, and I was fighting that case. I did save up like what was that, like $2,500, and I did not have it at all. But I'm like, I don't know, like it just happened, like it made a way to happen. I made a way for it to happen to, you know, with working and everything else. End up paying my lawyer, and I'd end up, you know, beating that case.
Oh, wow.
Like, I never forget, like, I took my last final, went to my other friend's house, who let me stay with him because I didn't really have another place to go. And I got getting a phone call like, hey, you know, your case is over with. Apparently some of the officers had lied about some stuff. I was like, cool. And then the guy, like I said, he called in and said, hey, Kobe's innocent. He didn't have anything to do with that. And I never spoke to the guy again.
Wow.
Yeah, like, it was crazy. That was a crazy time. And then, like, I mean, I ended up I had have a few events in between the university and the other chapter. I think the university, and then I have actually have a bunch of events.
How about this? Let's keep it to nine chapters, okay? Break this down as, since the first 4 years talk about your schooling, right? Starting over in your school life, right? We'll divide this into two sections, okay?
Okay.
We'll call it school life, like chapter one, section one, chapter one. That's going to be school life, right?
I was in school while I was doing what I was going through all this, but you could, like I said, I was just getting by. Like, end up joining a fraternity, probably one of the best things I ever did.
I'm thinking of a name for the section. That's what I'm thinking right now. Like, section two is university. Section two is like easy. That's as easy as it gets. But section one, I'm trying to find a name for that.
For my school, let's see. Last resort.
I think chapter one can be named starting over. Like, section one can be named starting over. So we can rename the title of the first chapter as Returning to Texas.
Okay.
And the section name can be Starting Over. Does that make sense? Because I want to make something that you also approve of.
No, that does make sense. So you can send that to me and get it changed.
So then second section is going to be university.
Okay.
So university is going to have its own chapters, with each year being a chapter, and then the conclusion of that would be chapter five of it. Which we can label as not a chapter, but we can just give the heading aftermath.
Okay.
And then, because it would seem like a conclusion to the entire two sections.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have four chapter for each section, and then the aftermath. That makes sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. So
the chapters will have sections instead of just chapter.
Yeah. It's going to have four chapters are in the starting over. Okay, that's section one. It's going to have returning to Texas, school, best friend and relationships, and your 26th birthday.
Okay.
Then we're going to head off to university. That's section two. That's going to be starting with being a homeless university student, year one. Then just rather than being, when was your, in year two, what was the big event in year two?
So year two was me going to jail in Vegas. Another big event was my grandmother had passed, and the person that I was with broke up with me the same exact day. After she knew that this person I had the child with, after she knew that my grandmother passed, she broke up with me that night. I had recently joined a fraternity, and I had friends. So I had like one friend. He made me come stay with him because he was in his last year that year. That was 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he stayed with him, and he was, he was trying to push me to go to class. I really couldn't do much. I was, I was really just drinking. I was smoking a lot. Like, I was probably smoking like an ounce every 3 days at that time. Yeah, I was going through it. I was really going through it. And I actually had a line brother. He came down. He came from Dallas to Houston to make sure to be with me every day, to make sure that I was okay. Yeah. along with, like, I had my brother. He was there for me. He was the one that kept pushing me, like, because I was like, I don't know how much longer I could do this. You know, like, I'm tired. I've been going through this. I'm going through that. And he was one of the ones that's like, keep going. You know, he was the one motivating me to keep going. He was like, you don't, you know, he was like, you're smart. You know, don't be here. He was like, whatever you do, he was like, handle your situation, control what you can control, and whatever you can't, accept it. And so I was going to his house. He couldn't really come to me at the time because he had just had a child, my niece at the time, or my first niece. So, yeah, like I was pushing through it. And then here I get to my final semester. I'm doing one last summer class. I got a line brother. He lets me stay with him for like 4 weeks, and then he kicks me out because he's paranoid that he would lose his scholarship if they find out that I'm there. So then I have to start over again. I have to find out where I'm going to live at, and which I found a place, and I had to ask my dad. I had to ask my dad for some money to pay for this place. I'm staying there for a month. I needed 5 weeks, and the couple that owned the building was like, okay, you can stay here for 5 weeks. She's like, you're in school, so she's like, you know, just finish, and then after you finish, you can leave after you're ready. And so, like, while I'm going through my final class, my mom goes in the hospital because her stomach busts open.
Oh.
So I drop class. I leave. I go to the hospital to go see my mom, and she's talking to me. She's making sure that I'm just making sure she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to go back to school. I did, you know, she was the one, my mom was the one who told me that I needed to graduate. I needed to walk, and I was like, "Ma, I ain't trying to walk. You're not even gonna be there." She wanted me to walk bad. So I finally finished school. I get the call that same day after we take our final. My mm-hmm. teacher tells me, he sends me a text message, "Hey, congratulations. You got a C." That was the second time I was taking, that was anatomy and physiology. I took that class twice.
Wow.
And I finally made a C in it to graduate. And then.
That's great.
I probably broke down crying like right then and there because I was so happy to grad, to, but I was, you know, my mom couldn't come see me graduate, so that was pretty bad. But I had other family and friends that showed up, which was cool. And then from there, like, I, you know, Hurricane Harvey hit. I waited it out. And I did my interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And they offered me three different places. They offered me New Mexico, Arizona, and Oregon. And I chose Oregon because it was the furthest away from Texas. And that's where all my problems were. And like, since I have left, I feel like I've been a lot better.
I see. And,
you know, been the best version of myself, you know, for everyone else.
That's great. That is great. Let's see. We have. So let's label university year two with the title Visit to Vegas. Okay, because that's going to be.
Okay.
Because having. I don't think it's a good idea to have a dark title. I understand that
okay.
your grandmother passes, but
yep.
in order to keep the reader's attention, I think it's better to say Visit to Vegas, because that's probably going to be the highlight of that chapter, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, and my grandmother, so that happened in 2015. My grandmother passed in 2016.
That's
and that was
year
my,
three.
My, yes, this was year three.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, then we can
And then, like, from there, say one of my good friends, he's like, I'm about to graduate, and I was like, dang. And that's when I was like, I got to get out of here. And like, you know, with the girl I was with, I was like, hey, like, you know, I got to get myself together. I was like, because you either want to be with me or you don't. She was cheating on me with my auntie's niece.
Wow.
And everything, like, it was, yeah. Yeah, it was her husband's niece, and then it was also my younger brother's girlfriend's sister. So, like, I knew everything that was going on behind my back. And I was like, whatever. I can't deal with that right now. I need to graduate. I can't, like, nothing else. I can't focus on anything else besides graduating. That's my goal, and that's where I got to get to. Mm-hmm.
What did you call your grandma?
I called her, they called her Mama, which was a, it's like a Louisiana term. I think it's M-A-W, M-A-W.
Oh, Mama.
Yes.
Ah, that's cute. That's cute. So, how old was she when she passed away?
You want to see, my grandfather is just turned 90. She had to be 70, let's see, 74, 75.
Wow.
When she passed. Yeah. 6 years ago.
I'm sorry about that.
6 years ago, it was hard, but I mean, I got to get through it. You know, I really had to.
Yeah.
That took a blow, but I ended up, you know, still trying to remain focused. I was like, I gotta keep focused. I can't let anything stop me from graduating and trying to, you know, attain some type of stability.
Okay.
Because I had none.
So I think we have titles for everything. Let me tell you everything again. So we have section one starting over with the first title chapter being Returning to Texas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have chapter two, that's going to be school.
Okay.
And I should be surviving school.
I want to... The university can't, well, I think the university is more surviving because when I was in junior college, like, it wasn't as bad because I was so close to home. I was, like, probably 20 minutes away from home versus being 90 minutes. And I was like, I'm not going back unless until if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. We can remote close school.
Okay.
So then comes best friend in relationships.
Okay.
Then comes 26th birthday. Those are the four titles for the starting over. Okay, the first section. Then comes section two, that's
okay.
Going to be university.
Okay.
And with the first title being a homeless university student.
Okay.
Year two is visit to Vegas.
Okay.
Year three is going to be Mama.
Okay.
Year four, graduating.
Okay.
And aftermath is going to be heading to Oregon.
Okay.
So we have 9 chapters in total.
Okay.
Cool. So let me see. So lead characters, there are going to be multiple characters in this. Are you going to be using your real name in this, or are you going to be using something else?
You can put CJ for, like, the main character. Like, I mean, of course, there's other characters along the way,
uh-huh.
Stuff like that. Because it was funny because, like, one of my other best friends, he was the one who was like, I got this dorm, and he was like, I gotta pay for it, whatever. So he's like, just come stay with me if you ain't got nowhere to stay. So I stayed with him. So we both stayed in that dorm, in that single dorm. I slept on the floor, he slept in the bed. And I remember him waking up one morning, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, like, man, he's like, I don't think I'm here for you, for myself. I think I'm here for you. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. He's like, I just don't think the school thing is for me. He's like, I really think I'm here to help you out. And he ended up leaving like that, like a couple weeks later.
So,
and but he let me keep his dorm room, which is amazing.
Yeah. Wow. So I think there should be just one main character. Everything else is a side character. Since it's your story, so then the main character is being MJ, right?
CJ.
CJ, sorry. So CJ is going to stand for.
That's me, but we can change it to put like
Let me
Corey Joseph or something like that.
see. Stands for. Let's see how many names we're gonna get. So I just Googled CJ stands for. So we have Kelvin Johnson. And okay, what else does CJ stand for? Then I guess just some weird stuff. Court of Justice, Citizen Journalist. I thought these were names at first, but all I got was Kelvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson is cool. That's cool. That's probably the furthest away from my name. So yeah,
Yeah, so let's go
you
with
bet.
CJ with parentheses Kelvin Johnson. Okay. And black. Okay, we have. That's. Okay. So we have CJ Kelvin Johnson as the main character. There's no specific description because, well, clothes really don't matter in this story, nor does the
Okay.
description. But
Okay.
we'll add that when the time comes, okay?
Okay.
So for today, it was about finalizing the book outline. So we have the introduction done because I'll be using what you gave in the summary, like what do you want to write in this book, okay? I basically copy-pasted that into the introductory notes.
Okay.
So then I haven't actually written down any description for year 2, 3, and 4 because we'll just work on it as when the time comes, okay?
Okay.
So I'm gonna save this on my PC. I'm gonna send it over to you on Teamwork, okay?
Okay.
And then from next week we'll start working on it. Sounds good?
All right. Yep, sounds good.
Perfect. So each week I'll deliver you a draft, and then following that draft I'll give you a call. Okay?
Okay.
And
Would you can we move our days to Friday? Is that possible?
sure, that's no problem. So we can call each Friday.
Okay, yeah, let's move it to Friday. Yeah, this is a really good time for me, actually.
Perfect.
So we can well Friday. So we can do Fridays. I don't know what time. What's the earliest I can do?
Early is actually, this is actually a very good time for me as well.
Okay, so 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock
Two
my time,
o'clock.
5 o'clock yours. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Let's change it.
We'll have it 2 o'clock Friday each week, okay?
All right.
Perfect, Colby. Anything else you want to talk about? Any questions you have?
No, that should be it. That should be it for right now.
Cool. I have one question from my end. Oh, have you
Yes,
thought
sir.
about a book cover?
I have, but I wasn't sure. Cause I wasn't that okay, so that is my question. So I wasn't sure if it's gonna be hardcover or paperback. Or
It depends on you.
but
It
I
depends
have thought of
on
a
you at this time. Because when, let's say, we're publishing towards, it depends on where you're publishing, okay? Once the book is done,
Okay.
you can, let's say, we're publishing Amazon, okay? Amazon offers
Okay.
three things, okay? You can put in ebook, you can put in paperback, and you can put in a hardcover. All three of those are available, okay?
Okay.
You'll have to set different prices for each one, okay?
Okay.
And depending
And
on
how
the
do I
price.
get an ISBN?
All of that, don't worry about it. We can do all of that for you.
Oh, okay.
But I'll
Perfect.
guide you
Perfect.
through the processes, but as the book commences, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll guide you piece by piece because probably eventually there's going to be a strategist that's going to call you and help you out with the rest of the processes that are involved aside from just the writing of the book. Okay?
Okay.
That means the book cover, if you want to market the book, that's also available. Publishing, we also do that as well. And So in terms of publishing, you're going to get the ISBN, multiple platforms like we have, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and a few others as well.
Okay.
So it all depends on that.
Okay.
That's why I actually talked. I asked you about the book cover if you have any ideas, because we run an entire the entire system revolves around making publishing books. So.
I kind of do have an idea, but I don't really have like a graphic designer or illustrator. I kind of do. I have to get with him, but I kind of want like a maybe like a
Professional work?
student, but like it's no, not professional. Like I kind of want like a student almost. I would like to kind of split the student into three different people, if that makes him like part of his shirt will have like a fraternity logo, part of his shirt will be regular, part of his shirt will be I don't know, like
I
I don't
get
think I think the third part. Okay, yeah, that's how I kind of want it. And now I gotta see how I want to position him, whether if I want to like have him like holding his head or I don't know. So that's the part I haven't figured out yet. I'm gonna have to talk. Like I got a guy that I know that can kind of help me with some ideas on how how to do everything, I guess. Or like whether if I put somebody on the cover of the book or whatever.
Well, we do have an entire team that designs book covers over here. So if you want that help,
Oh, okay.
okay, because we do
Okay,
book from
yeah.
scratch to end. Since everything revolves around that, we do everything related to it. Marketing, illustrations, designing, the marketing, everything is possible in this case. So we can do it piecewise. It
Okay,
just
all
depends
right.
on you. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Perfect.
Perfect. So we'll talk about the book cover on the next session, so you can give it a thought. Take a week, okay?
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
So I guess this is a good session.
Yes, it was.
Good. So I'll send you the files, and we'll connect next week. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me on my phone. You already have my number, right?
Yes, sir, I saved it.
Perfect. So reach out to me whenever possible. Have a
All
good day.
right. I will. Thank you, you too.
Welcome. Have a good day.